Hey everybody, welcome to the Kyushu Jitsu Gold Members Podcast. I believe this is edition number 18. Today I want to talk a little bit about color. I'm not a big fan of using color. I prefer to use sound myself. I've said that a few times, but color is a very viable principle. And if you are pretty good at your visualization work and things like that, you can definitely use color to your advantage. Now, in my view, the best colors to surround yourself with are the more basic colors. Now, basic is not a scientific principle, but when I'm referring to them, I'm thinking of water, fire, and metal. And the reason I think about those when I'm thinking about the usage of color is your body is mostly water, depending on what part of your body, of course, is the percentage of content. People will often say that the body is 95% water. That's not true. It's more like 70%. The brain has more water in it than any other part of the body. Okay? And that's because it's the electrical system, and that water is needed very heavily in that area for proper cognitive abilities. You know, if somebody, and I'm sure none of you have ever been hungover. I know I've never had a hangover. Yeah. Hangover is caused by dehydration of the brain. So if you rehydrate yourself, your hangover goes away. Right? So the healing and destructive colors for water are important because your body and your attacker's body simply compromises so much water. If you are dealing with somebody who's had too much to drink, then you know that they are suffering from hydration problems because of that, and using water, using the destructive color for water, which is blue, against them, is going to have a pretty good effect. Fire and metal colors are very important simply because of the fact that your arms are fire and metal, and you will always be dealing to some extent with their arms. Plus the metal meridians also go up into the head, which comes in handy as well, the head and the chest area, right? And that comes in handy. How do you use them? People are always thinking, and this is deep, so this is actually just going to take you a little bit of work to visualize this much. I had mentioned this to a student that I had testing for his fourth degree black belt in my root art, and to test for fourth degree requires a lot of Kyusho to be included in that, because Kyusho is not only a separate entity in my schools, but it is also part of the root art now. And I had mentioned to him about using cycle of creation with regards to the attack that he was doing, right? And it did cause him a lot of confusion, but it's the same with colors. You use the cycle of creation, right? So as an example, if you are someone like myself who wears a black gi, well, that is a healing color for water. That healing color can be used to enhance your water, right? And then you would use that healing color to enhancing your water to affect the fire in your body, right? So if your water comes higher, you're putting out the fire, but then as soon as you stop using the healing color, fire comes back. Now, fire covers four meridians. And I had a question recently about which element is the most sensitive. Well, there are people whose trains of thought might go to that because there are four fire meridians, fire is the strongest element of the body. No, they are well balanced. You're looking at quarters for each of them. However, when you put a fire out and then it comes back, it doesn't come back slowly. It comes back like an explosion. So you can use your water against your own fire, stop doing it, the fire element just explodes, which gives you lots and lots to attack with metal, to attack metal with. You can also use your fire element in the healing process by using color to enhance your fire. You can use, or you can just go with the straight idea of I'm going to visualize silver gray in their metal, and I'm going to hit that silver gray with my fire and do more damage that way by using color. Yes, that is certainly true. You can also do that. When you're getting into something like color, you're getting into something that is a heavy, heavy visualization, and it does take a considerable amount of time to train it. Okay? It's not like sound. Sound does not require visualization. One of my students in Canada wrote me yesterday, as of this recording, and she had stated that she just started to use sound because she is now in advanced Kyusho. She's working towards her second Dan in Kyusho. She's the third Dan in my root art. And she was just so thrilled because the metal sound works so well. And one of the things that I had mentioned to her afterwards is the fact that this will probably work for her better than it will work for a lot of people because she is a trained singer. So she can hit a note, keep that note, and she can also be, by frequency, extremely accurate. She can change the octaves. She can do all sorts of things with the note. In this particular case, it was the metal sound C, and she's going to get a fantastic result every time. And she's beginning to see that, but that's not visualization. That is a physical gesture like a lot of other things are. Anyways, that's it for today's color speech. Hopefully you got something out of that. If, you know, take it and work it. Play with putting different colors on people. You know, wrap red t-shirts around their arms, wrap them around their heads. Wrapping a red t-shirt or putting on a red helmet on somebody is interesting because if you use it as the healing color on their head, it makes for an extremely invincible head, right? However, you do have to realize that there you can't hit very hard because you do not want it to be concussive. Healing color for Meridian won't help a concussion, right? Anyways, that's all for today. You guys have yourselves a great day, and we'll see you in the next, well, we'll talk to you in the next podcast. Ciao.